Hello again. You're with the news at one. And as we've been hearing, the Lebanese health ministry says 100 people have been killed and more than 400 injured in Israeli strikes on the south of the country. Earlier, the Israeli military said it was conducting extensive airstrikes on Hezbollah targets. However, Lebanon says the casualties include children, women and medics. In response, Hezbollah has fired dozens of rockets into northern Israel. The onslaught comes despite calls from the United Nations for both sides to exercise restraint. We can talk first of all this afternoon to Beirut-based journalist Rania Abu Zaid. Rania, thanks for talking to us again on the programme. Can you bring us through what's been happening over the past few hours?
Well, a significant intensification of the conflict between Israel and not just Hezbollah, but Lebanon. We have not seen triple-digit daily death tolls in Lebanon since the 2006 war with Israel. The roads, highways, thoroughfares from the south are absolutely clogged with panicked families as they flee north, hoping to seek refuge closer to Beirut. A number of Lebanese received messages, either text messages or recorded voice messages from the IDF telling them to evacuate their homes, saying that, you know, if they're anywhere near, if they're in a building where there are Hezbollah weapons, leave your town until further notice. But the Office of the Minister of Information in Beirut was among those who received the notifications. So a huge escalation today. There is panic, there is fear, there is uncertainty about what is going to happen, and there is grief over the so far 100 people killed and more than 400 who have been wounded in less than 24 hours.
You were telling us last week that the health system in Lebanon is already under huge strain. Will it be able to cope with the level of casualties you're seeing today?
Well, the Ministry of Public Health has issued a statement to all hospitals to stop any elective surgeries and to basically clear the operating theatres and to clear bed space in anticipation of waves of wounded coming into the hospitals.
How would you describe life in Beirut at the moment? I mean, it's a city that is no stranger to conflict. But as you say, it's a long time since we've seen more than 100 casualties in one day.
Something is psychologically broken this time. You know, Lebanon is still reeling from the three attacks last week that targeted pagers, walkie-talkies, and residential buildings where some Hezbollah operatives were meeting. So it has been quite a traumatic week, and the tempo, the scale, and the sheer geographical scope of this war has certainly increased over the past week or so.
Israel has been warning since last week about what it called a new phase in the war. And one of the questions this has raised is whether it could mount a ground offensive in Lebanon. Is that something people are discussing?
It is something people are discussing, including the leader of Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, who gave a speech on Thursday about the latest developments after the attacks on the communication devices. And he reiterated that Israeli troops were welcome in Lebanon because he prefers to fight them on his home turf rather than hunt them in northern Israel. He said that if Israeli troops were to cross that border, then they would face, quote, hell, as well as hundreds of people who he said had been wounded in Tuesday's and Wednesday's attacks on the communications devices.
And yet we know at the same time that Hezbollah, its capabilities must have been damaged by those attacks on its communication system last week.
Well, again, Nasrallah and his deputy, Sheikh Naim Qasim, who gave a speech on Sunday at the funeral of one of the most senior commanders who'd been killed in that airstrike on Friday, you know, they are saying that Israel hasn't achieved its aims. Qasim yesterday admitted that they were shaken, and Nasrallah has said that the attacks were a significant, unprecedented blow, but that they collected themselves and that they are ready to face whatever Israel is going to send their way.
Rania, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime, and we hope to return to the situation in the Middle East as things develop later on in the programme. We're going to return now to our main story this lunchtime. That's the news from Lebanon. The health ministry there saying that more than 100 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes and more than 400 injured. We're joined by Sky News correspondent Alistair Bunkle, who's in northern Israel. Alistair, thanks for talking to us. What are you hearing about what's happening in southern Lebanon at the moment?
Well, over the last few hours, Israelis have been carrying out extensive strikes in southern Lebanon. I think probably safe to say the heaviest barrage of strikes over the last 12 months, probably the heaviest barrage for many, many years, possibly dating back even to the 2006 Israel-Lebanon war, targeting Hezbollah weapons and Hezbollah infrastructure. But they've employed a new tactic as of today, and that is phoning houses close to targets they want to take out and warning civilians to leave their houses or to leave their villages. And in the last hour or so, they've just announced they're going to do that and target the Bekaa Valley quite intensely over the coming hours. Now, the Bekaa Valley is sort of central eastern Lebanon. It's it's another Hezbollah stronghold. And so I think over the coming hours, we're going to see a lot of activity there as well.
Israel has been warning since last week about what it called a new phase in the war. Is that what we're seeing today?
We're not just in a new phase of the war. I felt that for some time, this is a new war. And actually, Israeli security sources are now starting to say this afternoon that this can almost be classified as the third Israel-Lebanon war. Israel feels it's got momentum. After the attacks last week on the pagers and the walkie-talkies, and then the missile strike that took out a senior commander and a lot of the commanders of the elite Radwan force in southern Beirut, Israel feels that it is on the offensive and it's got Hezbollah on the run. I have to say, we haven't yet seen a major response from Hezbollah. They fired about 150 rockets into Israel yesterday. Sounds like a big number. I mean, it is a big number. But when you compare it to previous barrages, even over the last few months, nowhere near as big. So the major retaliation from Hezbollah is, we assume, yet to come. I can hear, I mean, where I am now, there's just a constant sound of Israeli fighter jets in the skies above me. It's hard to know whether or not they are on strike missions in Lebanon or whether or not they're providing protection for the cities and villages of northern Israel. But it is, you know, very, very clear that this is a very active stage of this war.
Today's onslaught, it comes despite calls from the United Nations and others for both sides to exercise restraint. Is there any sign, any indication, any hope that that restraint might come in the short term?
No, not from where I am. There is a lot of concern in the international community. There's a lot of concern around the Middle East. That is being voiced through foreign ministers, prime ministers, presidents, secretary generals, you name it. People are calling for de-escalation. People are calling for calm. People are calling for a ceasefire. But I don't really think that anybody this side of things is listening.
Alistair Bunkle, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon. Middle East correspondent for Sky News, Alistair Bunkle, talking to us there from northern Israel. We'll be back after a short break.